on Samach Tesam Beis the Mishnah. Hamash Lishmos Labito. Person gave a trustee, money for his daughter, and then he died, and he gave it for a specific purpose. V'hi omeres neman bali olai, and she says, I trust my husband, give him the money. Yaseh hashlish mashu hushlos biyado divrei meir. So meir holds mitzvah kain divrei hameis. And you do whatever the father said to the shlish to do with the money. Can't just give it to the husband. Rabbi Yossi Omer, v'chi einu el esode, v'hi rotza l'mochra. Mamaisa, what's the shlish going to do? Buy a field and give it over to her, she could sell it. Harihi mechura me'achshav. So therefore, why give the money and then have her sell it and give it to her husband? Give it to her husband to begin with. That's only by a gdola. Of a biktana in my sektana klum. By a biktana, her sale is no sale, and therefore we'll see the Gemara is going to discuss where this last piece of the mission is going on. Rashi, hamashish mos bito, moser mos biad shlish letzorach bito liknos soda on the dunya lechilichshinose. He gave her a specific purpose to buy a field for her, to give it to her as an adunya. When she'll get married. The he omeris, lachrish and nisais, and after she got married, she said, I trust my husband, give him the money. Nerman boli alai, shalo yaakvim liatzmo, I know he won't hold it for himself. Tnaim lo, who yiknili saw the kasherza. When I want a field, he'll put it away from me, and I know that he'll eventually do with the money what's good for me. Yasa shlish, yikne hasoda. So the shlish should listen to what the father said, and shouldn't hand the money over to the husband. They ain't shomin law the mitzvah kind divrei hameis. The mayor holds a mitzvah to do what the mayor said, and therefore you do what the father said before he died. V'chi einu el esoda. So Rabbi Yossi says no. V'chi matu el es lo liknos. What's enough can mean if he buys the field or not? If he buys it, she could sell it. Afilo ein kan mos el kvar nikna hasoda. V'hi rotzel lemochra hayri mechura. So why bother getting the field, giving it to her? She'll sell the field, she'll have the money, she'll give it to her husband. Give it to her husband to begin with. He'll go show mimla. Therefore we listen to her. Bigmar is going to discuss who this last line of the Mishnah goes according to. Tana Rabbanan, Hamash Lishmos Lechosno, Likach Mehen Soda Lebito. A person gave money over to his future son-in-law in order that he should buy a field for his daughter. The he omeris, for the man's daughter, right? Okay, the wife. The he omeris inosin labali, min hanisu in harishus biyoda. Right? And she says, give it to my husband, right? And here also the guy died. So if she's already married, then we listen to her, and you give it to the husband. Min ha erisin yasa shlish mashuhushl biyoda divra meir. But if it's only erisin, then the shlish does with what he was told to do, and doesn't give it over to the husband. That's what Rav Meir says. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hagdola, if she's already a Gdola, Bein Min HaNesuin, Bein Min HaErisin, it doesn't make a difference, Nesuin or Erisin, Harishus Biyoda. Then we listen to her, and we give the money to the husband. Ktana, Bein Min HaNesuin, Bein Min HaErisin, Yasa Shish Mashushul Biyoda. But she's a Ktana, where she couldn't sell it, so therefore the Shli should do what he was told to do. So Mar says, my binai, what's machlokus according to the Braisa between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi? Rav Meir says that it depends on Nisuin and Erisin. And Rav Yossi says it depends on Godless and Katnus. And Nisuin and Erisin makes no difference. So where is the case of the Nafkamina? Ile maktanam in anisuin. One possibility is a ktanam in anisuin. Right? That Rav Yossi says, if she's a ketana, it doesn't make a difference, erisin, nesuin, we do what the father said to do to the shlish. But Rav Meir, lechorah, could hold that, min hanesuin, even a ketana, what's it called, can we do what she says? And Rav says, no, ikabinayu, the Rav Meir sober harishus biyoda, but since she's a nesua, because Rav Meir holds the ikar is nesuin, and Rav Yossi holds the ikar is godless, you can't say that. The Sefer says, by Ketana, her mice is nothing. And therefore, you can't say, well, if you would have sold it, she could sell it, and therefore, why bother? Give it to do what she wants with it. No, she couldn't sell it. Right? Haman Ketanilo. Who is this last part of the Mishnah going to? Elaim Rabbi Yossi Hamireisha Shamasme. Right? If it's Rabbi Yossi, we know it right from the Reisha. Dom Rabbi Yossi, the Chi Eino El Esoda, the Chi Rotsa Lamachra, Harehi Mechura Me'ashov. Yidol Adabas Vina Yink, Tanad Labas Vina Yilo. Rabbi Yossi said his reason. Since, if it was just Soda, she could sell it and give the money to her husband. So why do we have to get the Soda, have her sell it and give the money to her husband? Give the money to her husband directly. But that's only, the Svara only applies to a Gedol who could sell the field. A Ketana can't sell the field. And therefore, we already know from the Reisha that Rabbi Yossi holds by a Ketana that even Min HaNisuin, we don't listen to her, we do what the father said. Ela the Rav Meir, the Rav Sefer goes, we're going to Rav Meir. And there, even though Rav Meir says the Iker is totally a Nisuin, he holds there's really two conditions. She has to be a Gedola and a Nisua. But if she is an Arusa, even if she's a Gedola, or she's a Nisua and she's a Ketana, then we do what the Shlish says. The Chsuri Mechsura. And really, the Mishnah should read like this. The Hachi Tani. Yasa HaShlish Mashahu Shlish Biyodah. Bamed Dvorim Amurim Min Ha'erisim. Aval Men Nisur and Hashus Biyodah. Bamed Dvorim Amurim B'Gedola. Aval Dektayna Ein Maisa Ketana Klum. So that is the... That's what the Mishnah should say. It's going on Reb Meir. And even though Reb Yossi holds that the Iker is totally whether she's a Ketana or a... What's it called? It's Erisin or Nisuin. Right. That's only when she needs, according to Reb Meir, you need two Ketanoim. She has to be a Nisua and she has to be a Gedola. So what's the case? So everybody agrees, therefore, that a Ketana min ha-Nisuin is Ein Ma'aseh Klum. Rabbi Yossi says, because she's a Ketana. He holds no difference between Erisin and Nisuin, but Ketana and Gedola. And Rabbi Meir says that even though Nisuin makes the difference, but she has to be a Gedola and a Nisuin. So what is the case where they argue? Gedola min ha-Erisin. That's where. Right? That's where the case where... Meir says that in the Braisa that min hanisuin harishus biyada, if she's a gedola and a nisua, but even a gedola min ha'erisin is yasa masha omar lashlish, and Rabbi Yossi says no, even a gedola min ha'erisin, you do what she wants. Right, gedola min ha'erisin doesn't make a difference, erisin or suin. Rashi. Min ha-Nisuin ha-Rishus b'yodah, sha'af ha'av lo ola b'dayta l'mosra b'yad shlisha ela ad shetinase. Because Rav Meir holds that even the father never meant that the shlish should be in charge after the Nisuin. After the Nisuin, he understands his daughter's married. Till the Nisuin, he made it, therefore there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis, because we understand that divrei ha-meis was up till the Nisuin. Divrei shenisei sabal zaki lecho peros. My binayu, b'hai plige, b'gdola b'ktana. Which case is the argument? Ketana min ha-Nisuin, or gdola min ha-Erisin? The Rav Meir sover ha-Rishus b'yoda, the hai dekomer Rav Meir min ha-Nisuin ha-Rishus b'yoda, afil b'ktani nomar. Did Rav Meir say that by Nisuin, even if she's a Ketana, can't be? Because Rav Meir, what's it called, that can't be? Equally say, ema seifa, the masnisin, homireisha shamina minov, that Rav Yossi holds that she has to be a gdola. The lo amar Rabbi Yossi shomin la el begdola min de komaisi time le milse the chi eino el esoda the he wrote to the machra am a begdola haruy limim garsod the koamer. Rabbi Yossi holds it has to be a gedola because the whole svara only applies to gedola. She could have sold the field. Ela Rav Meir val kocha ki amar bebraisa nomi min anesun hashus biyoda. That which Rav Meir said that after nesuin there's no inyan of the kind divrei ha-meis because we assume the meis didn't mean to make the shlish a shlish after nesuin. Bigdola, that's only by a gedola, not by a ketana. Ela gedola min ha'erisin. When I said, where is the machlokas? By gedola min ha'erisin. The kamer of meir min ha'erisin yasa shlish lishu, so afilu y gedola. The meir holds even by a gedola, if it's only erisin, you're mekayim divrei ha'meis. The kamer of Rabbi Yossi, ki min gedola, he shomin la. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, since she's a gedola, That's called hafuche mataras alamali. Right? Why do I have to buy the field? She'll sell the field. The money go to the husband. Give it to the husband directly. Okay, let's go on. Itmar. Itmar. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha Krav Yossi. Halacha is like Krav Yossi. Rava Amar Rav Nachman halacha Krav Meir. Okay. Halacha Krav Meir. Time of Mishun the Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ameis. And the reason is because Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ameis. Ilfa Tola Nafshe Be'iskariya De Makusa. Ilfa, there's a Gemara in Tainis that we learned a long time ago, that Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, right, were sitting, and they decided to leave the Beis Medrash and go to work, because they were extremely poor. And Rabbi Yochanan heard a bas kol, the Malachim talking, and what's it called, and he went back to learn and became Rosh Yeshiva. And Ilfa went to work. And Rashi says, Ilfa Shem Chacham, Tala Nafshe Gufa de Uvda Meseches Tainis, Mishum da Osvuol Rabbi Yochanan Bereisha, Kishaholech Ilfa Bischora. Rabbi Yochanan went back to learn, and Ilfa went to the work. And they made Rabbi Yochanan the Rosh Shiva. Ki Osa Omrulei, Have Yosef Mar, Vigoris Lab Marhu Melech? You would have been the Rosh Shiva had you gone back to the Yeshiva and learned and not gone to work. Osul Tala Nafshe Biskari de Makusa, so he put himself up on a mast. He went up on a mast, Biklonosus Aros and Shatolim Bavilon Asvina, where he put the sail on a mast. Makusa Zavilon. Omar, and he said, Kol Ban. As he wanted to show that he didn't forget his learning because he went to work. Omar Ika de Osi, the Omerli Milsa de Ve Rabchi of Raboshi. Somebody will say a Brisa from Rabchi of Raboshi. The Lo Pashitni Masnisa, and I won't bring a Mishnah to support it. Now fill the miskari v'tavona. I'll fall off this mast and drown. Okay. Osa usaba. So some old person came. Rashi. Omer komando osi klomer. Afapi shalachti b'schora lo shachachti tamudi. V'yesh biyodi l'sakin kol abrais v'shishidru b'chir v'avoshia b'tosefte shalohen amrinu lohem mach mishnaseinu shalashash shesoda rebi. I can bring you a raya from a Mishnah to all the prices that Reb Chi and Reb Oshia put in their Tosefta. Well, the Hachi Nakad Reb Chi of Oshia, why mention Reb Chi of Oshia? A lot of prices. Vishahain Iker. Kedamrinu Biyama Kol Masnisa Lo Misnaya Be Reb Chi of Reb Oshia Lo Tosu Mineva Be Medrasha. The only real authoritative prices were the ones that came from the Beis Medrash Reb Chi and Reb Oshia. So Osa Husaba Tani Le Haomer Tnu Shekel Lebonai B'Shabbos. Right, the father before he died said, "Give my children a shekel every week." Beruyin Litei L'Misela, and they're worth two shekels. Right, they really their needs are two shekels. So he only gave them half of what they really need. Nosim Seli, give them two shekels. Okay, we'll see 1 second why we don't do what the father said. The Imam Rav Titnu, he made an apitropis over his children, and he told them what to do with his estate, how to get give it out. What's it called? After he dies, he doesn't want the kids to squander it, so he put it in the hands of an apitropis, and he told them how much you give him a week. The Imam Rav Titnu lamel a shekel, but he said, "Don't give him only a shekel." He didn't say give them a shekel. He said, "Don't give them more than a shekel." Then ain't no lamel a shekel. Then you only give him a shekel, even if it's not enough for their needs. Im Omar, Im Mesu Yirshu Acherim Tachteim, and if he said, if my children die, I want so-and-so to have Yerusha from them, right? I want the money to go then to so-and-so, so he's already thinking he doesn't want the money to be used up by his kids completely. Bein Shomer Tnu, Bein Shomer Al Titnu, Ein Oso Mishal. Then we only give a shekel, because then Mestama he meant he wants the money conserved, so if his kids die, he wants somebody else to get it. Then we know for sure that, we'll see in 1 second, that if he didn't say that, then we assume that he didn't really mean not to give them what they need. He just didn't want to make them look rich. So he said, give them only a shekel, even though they're going to give them more. But if he said, look, if my kids die, I want the money to go to somebody else, then he's thinking already where that money is. He doesn't want to squander it. Then he really meant it. I only wanted to get a shekel. Rashi. Tani Lei. Shona lefama braisazu, v'shalo limtzalo smach v'mishna shesid the Rebbe. So he said this brais, and he said, okay, you tell me where the Mishnah is, that there's a proof to this brais, that supports this brais. Shekel chatzi seller. Shekel's half a seller. V'urin shein is on b'tachos, and they really need for their needs two shkolim. Nosim seller. Do you have a yoda she is yakru amazonus? It's tarchul a seller. Lo all the omer. The father figured they, this is all they need, but if he would have known they needed more, he would have given them more. Al titnu harimicha b'yodim. But if he said, don't give them more than a shekel, then obviously he didn't want them to get more than a shekel. V'lo ason yorshin ben yuzeh. If my children die without children, and I want the Yerusha to go to so-and-so. Ain't no son of a shekel. She'ain lo lahafs in the saboy nachareyam. Why should we make the person who's going to come after them lose? V'hoyo v'osos acherim yorshim acharayim. V'adai davka shekel komar. K'day should keep a Yerusha acharayim lo son acharayim. There, and he meant it, I only want a shekel. So Mara says, ha money. Omar lei, ha money. So he said to him, Ilfa said, this goes like Rebbe Meir. That normally we do what the Meir said. Why the case where he said, give them a shekel, he didn't say, don't we give them a shekel. There's an exception, we'll see in one second. Omar Avchizda, Omar Marukva, Hilchasa, Bein Shomer Tnu, Ubein Shomer Altitnu, Nosem Kol Tzarcha. Right? The halacha is not like that. The halacha is whether he said, give them a shekel or don't give them more than a shekel, we give them whatever they need. Because why? I, hokaim alon halachic reb meir, domer mitzvah kaim divrei meis, honey mila b'miliach renisa. That's another thing. Alva baha neinach nichale. We know that the father would be, he thought that's all they needed. If he would know they needed more, he'd be happy to change his mind. He only wanted to mizaris them that they shouldn't squander the money. But he's happy that they get what they need. Rashi, Reb Meir, Rashi before. Ha money, heichad to Omer lehu, al titnu lohem, el a shekel, ein noslem el a shekel, the avagav the sov kulu nichse didun, the money's all theirs. Lo yavin lehu bekotnum, el a shekel b'shabbos, right, when they're still under the apitropis, and he's in responsible to give out the money, then what's it called? We only give them a shekel, and they have to go beg for the rest. L'chora, how can the guy, you say, the guy should keep his estate, and he should collect from tzedakah, can't have his estate. The hosam, who the omer al tikberu min chosam. There the guy said, don't bury me for my money, I'll take it from tzedakah money. He has no right to say that. It's his money and he has to be buried. That there should be more in the estate. It's not theirs. Only according to his tzava is it theirs. And as long as the tani made not be tropis to give it out. So therefore, it's not their money that it's his money, and it's only theirs according to the tzavah. They don't get it. They have to get from tzedakah. Reb Meir de Masnis and he the Omer Yasta Shlish Mashahushos Biyado. Meinach Nichele Shitnu Len Kol Tzarchan. The father really is happy that they get what they need, and why did he say it? L'zazin Shiyazu Rachman Zosayim V'Shlo Yirav Asonim. That they shouldn't squander the money. He wanted them to know that they should watch every penny. Tnan Hasam. Hapautos mikhon nekach umemkoren necher metaltlin. Right? Children who are old enough to know how to do business, 6, 7, 8 years old, by metaltlin, if they make a sale, it's a good sale. Omarafram loshona elishain shom apitropis. That's only if there's no apitropis. Avalye shom apitropis ain't mikhon nekach, they ain't mimkoren necher, because the apitropis will take care of them. Mimai, midiktani ain't maisektaniklum, from our Mishnah. That says ain maisektaniklum, and there's a shlish. Or it says a dilma hechadika shlish ani. A shlish is different than apitropis. A shlish was told specifically what to do with the money. So there, the shlish does what he's supposed to do, and the ketanim don't have any koach. But an apitropis anyway is going to do what's good for the yisomim. So then why can't they do it for themselves? Imkain, where it says no, they can't say that apitropis is different. Listening of a ketani yasa shlish mashushli. The reason is because it's a shlish that. Shlish is different than apitropis, then it should have said the shlish should do what he's supposed to do. My ain my sektaniklum, masma that has nothing to do with the fact that it's a shlish. The my sektan is not good, whether it's a shlish or an apitropis. Shma mino afibu bialma. Rashi, b'metal ta'pu utos tinokos b'nei teisho shmona, 8, 9 years old. Kiramim and Azaki. metalkli davka av mekarkoi ad sheyaviu shtei sairus ad shebenosrim. There's machlokas whether they're, when they become gedolim they can sell land or they have to wait till they're 20. Apitropis shemina avi yisomim o beizdin, either beizdin appointed it or the father appointed it before he died. Miriktoni masnis and shani hocha dikashlish. Maybe from the mission is no raya. Right, shenishtalish lekach upir shulo mashiyasu b'hen. There, the father said the favors what to do with the money. Apitropos ain well alasu sorchi yisomim. The apitropos does what's good for the yisomim. No specific command that he has, that he has to do exactly something specific. Lecholatzorich v'arei imochru elaputos ain zeshinu mitzvah sameis. That's not different what the father wanted to do. Father wanted his children should be taken care of. They can take care of themselves too. Shav apitropos yimkor letzorich mizonoseihem. Im kein the shlish davka the time of the fisher pirushilo lichno saw the listener yasa shlish. Now if that's the case, it's because only because it's a shlish, and we're doing it because specifically the father said what to do with it, and that's why ain b'maisa ketana klum, it should have said yasa hashlish. The ikar is that the shlish should do what he was told, not that the ketana has no koa. Since it said ain a ketana ain b'maisa ketana klum dafilu bi'am b'mokam apitropos the domi ktsas l'shlish. Still, ein b'maisik tana klum. As long as an apitropos, the apitropos takes care, and the children don't have any koach to sell on their own. Okay.